morning, everybody. Glad you're with us on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up, reviews of two new productions by two relatively new theater companies in Baltimore. But first, in her State of the City address earlier this month, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake issued a call to action to African-American men, challenging them to become mentors to African-American boys.
Through this call to action, we will recruit men committed to making a difference in the lives of our children, to serve as mentors, volunteers, tutors, job training coaches, speakers, and more.
The mayor has organized a summit tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Empowerment Temple in Northwest Baltimore. The Reverend Jamal Harrison Bryant will host a gathering for people who want to mentor and people who need a mentor. There's also a page on the city's website where you can sign up to be a mentor. Now, the data on mentoring couldn't be clearer. When kids have caring adults in their lives, their outcomes are uniformly better than kids who don't. Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Chesapeake has been pairing mentors with young people for decades. And over the last 13 years, they facilitated mentoring programs in the workplaces of several local companies. So let's talk this morning about how that works. Joining me in Studio A, Terry Hickey. He's the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Chesapeake. And Roger Weishi. He's the president and CEO of Corporate Office Properties Trust, or COPT, a company that has one of these site-based mentoring programs. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Tom.
Thanks for being here. So, Terry, let's begin with you. In full disclosure, I serve on the board of directors of Big Brothers Big Sisters and have been a mentor in the program as an individual mentor with a young man named Paul Wright, whom I'm very proud of. He's 23 years old now, and we started working together when he was 8. So instead of these, the kind of mentoring relationship that I have with Paul, we're talking now about these site-based mentoring programs. How do these work? What do they
look like? Tom, so you started out by saying that mentoring is really the most efficient and effective way to help change the life of a child forever. And all we ask you to do is to show up, be yourself, and change a life. The challenge is the showing up part, because it's always a big leap of faith for anyone to make that commitment, even though we know once you meet that child, it seems like the easiest, most natural thing in the world. So we've been building and developing relationships with corporate partners like COPT to develop site programs. This one in particular is called Beyond School Walls, where every 2 weeks, a group of 17 third graders from a Howard County Elementary School, Bryant Woods, comes and spends time with their mentors. It's convenient, it's efficient, and it really does change the life of a child and the life of the mentors. It's a great mix.
Because the folks are at work anyway, and they're doing this on work time. So, Roger Weishi, what's in it for you as an employer?
Sure. Several things. First of all, at the macro level, our COP culture is committed to contributing to the communities that we work, live, and serve. And so this program is a perfect way to allow us to participate and to create our mission. The second is it really does work for our employees. As you mentioned, it's a very efficient way for us to be able to serve the community. The kids are dropped off in a school bus. We spend 2 hours of dedicated time with them, and then our employees can get right back to work. But most importantly, it's really about what we can do to influence an 8-year-old. They are very active. They're very much in a learning mode. They're very much excited. And what can we do to have an impact on them? We aren't parents. We aren't friends. We're just mentors. They show up, and we offer a different perspective for them.
Is there a cost to you as an employer? I mean, you know, what's the, as you say in business, the ROI, the return on investment, when you got these folks who aren't doing work for you during the hours that they're working with these children? Does it cost you any cash out of pocket? What do you consider the cost that you incur, and what are the benefits you're getting from it?
Well, the out-of-pocket costs are just nominal. They're not worth mentioning. It's really about the allocation of our people's time, and we think it's worthwhile. A couple of things. First, we think employees today want to have a charitable component as part of their professional life and their experience. And also, what they enjoy is being able to, it's interesting, in our case, we have grandmothers that are in the program, we have mothers, we have dads, and we have younger people that aren't yet parents. And so everybody comes from a different perspective. But at the end of the day, we enjoy that 2 hours every other week. It's just so exciting to walk into that room. One of the interesting things was that I was fearful of when we got started was that I'm in a room working on a $50 million real estate deal. I walk out of the room, down the hall, walk into another room, and there are 16 eight-year-olds. And how do you bring yourself down to that level? And of course, the on-site coordinator is prepared for that and has a way of having an activity that immediately brings you down to their level so that you can relate to them.
Got to switch brains a little bit there. Yeah, exactly. And Terry, of course, one of the interesting things about this approach is that the children are going to a company. So not only are they getting mentoring, they're getting to know adults, but they're also seeing what a work life is like. They're seeing what it means to get up and go to work. That's as opposed to some of the programs that you run where the mentors go to the schools, right? So I guess you do it both ways.
Right. So something interesting to this, there's an irony, you know, COPT is a successful company in real estate, and it's all about places. And throughout history, we've always, you know, kids have been told they don't belong certain places. And it's sometimes has a detrimental effect. They feel like I have no business being in that fancy corporate office. So not only are they going there every other week and being greeted by somebody who, you know, they could be working, but what they want to be there. And then Roger comes in from his office. He's a CEO of the company, and he's walking the walk. He's a big brother. And I think that people followed his lead. So to be there, you know, other cities, other big brothers that have started Beyond School Walls programs have had about 5 to 7 years to track data. And not just the mentoring relationship, but being in these corporate spaces can be life-changing and opening up what a young person feels they have the right to do. They're pretty smart. They pick on pretty, you know, they catch on pretty quick.
Terry Hickey is the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Chesapeake. Roger Wayshe is the president and CEO of COPT, a real estate development firm whose employees participate in a site-based mentoring program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. So, Roger Wayshe, when I talk to employers throughout many sectors here in Maryland, they have a big concern about workforce development, about having folks that they can hire when they're out of high school, out of college. Do you see any direct link between the mentoring work that your employees are doing and down the road, you know, 10, 15 years with some of these children in terms of, you know, making employees, cultivating kids who can become people that you're going to want to hire?
Right. And that works both ways, by the way. For our teammates, our business is all about teaming. That's how we're successful. And so we collaborate as a company, we problem solve, and we opportunity create. And so this program allows us to come together as a group of 17 and to try to sort through what is walking in the door and how do we make this experience wonderful for these young people. But we also get to create a team spirit. We also get to give ourselves that little extra excitement about now transitioning from this situation to another situation in the business world. But I think in terms of the children themselves, you never know who is going to impact a child. It could be a grandparent, a parent, a friend, a teacher. Or it could be a COPT employee. You just never know what's going to be said, where they're going to be in terms of a mindset and willing to learn on that particular day and something that we show them, somebody that they can look up to. So we're just very excited about what we do.
Mm-hmm. And Terry, do you give the employees any training before they start becoming mentors? I know that Big Brothers does have a training program for other organizations who mentor. You work with churches and school-based groups and, you know, community organizations of all types in the Maryland Mentoring Resource Center. But do you help people become mentors?
Right. We do support all of those groups all around the state, but particularly to this Beyond School Walls program, as I think Roger can attest to with his team, it's turnkey. We come in, we help establish the relationship with the school, which can often be a big barrier to a business. We come in, we train employees, we prepare them, we do all the background checking and screening, and then we have on-site folks that are there to help facilitate the relationships. But honestly, once you get going and you get those room full of bigs and littles hanging out, they kind of take it from there. But sure, we will set everything up in a package for a company.
Of course, the traditional community-based mentoring, the kind of mentoring that where a child is paired with an individual mentor, that is all about that relationship and that ongoing relationship, that regular relationship. Do the same employees see the same kids when they go to COPT? I mean, Roger, how does that work? Are you working with the same children week in and week out?
We are. So in our case, we have 17 bigs and there are 16 littles. But we're sitting at tables, and so we're interacting with the other littles. And there's, you can't help when you're doing team exercises not to be exposed to all the 16 littles that are in the room and start to create an affinity for each one of them, their different, you know, ways that they look at life and their excitement.
Yeah. And Terry Hickey, the need for mentors, both in community-based programs and site-based programs, couldn't be greater. I mean, how many folks does Big Brothers have on the waiting list now hoping to have a mentor paired with them?
Yeah, I'm really sorry to say that there's over 900 children right now, mostly boys, sitting on the wait list in Central Maryland. And the way we want to address that is through getting people to sign up to be individual Big Brothers and Sisters. But also, every time we get one company to sign up to do a Beyond School Walls, we can take 15 to 20 children off that wait list in a particular area, which is why these site programs, we think, is key to our building a future for mentoring in Central Maryland.
And there are 13 different companies doing this at present. Do I have that right?
13. We've got three Beyond School Walls programs. COPT is our newest partner. And we just got confirmation last week that Under Armour is going to be starting their own Beyond School Walls program with Francis Scott Key in Baltimore City next year. But we need three or four more to start the year.
Yeah. And Roger, I guess you touched on this a little bit, but mentoring isn't for everybody. What's the level of enthusiasm to be involved in this program among your employees? I assume this is a voluntary thing. They can decide to do this or not.
They can. And I think there'll be a higher enthusiasm as we go into next year, simply because there's a lot of chatter now in the office about, hey, really, what goes on during those 2 hours every other week? And people are enthusiastic about it and passionate about it. And so I think what we'll see is maybe a higher participation rate as we go forward.
And the skills that make a good mentor are also probably skills that you're going to look for in an employee. These somebody you want to have working for COPT, right?
That's absolutely right. You have to be able to adjust to your environment. You have to be able to enjoy people.
Roger Wasche is the CEO and president of COPT. It's one of several companies in the area that offer site-based mentoring opportunities. Terry Hickey is the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Chesapeake. Thanks to you both for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
For more information about how you can become a mentor, either on your own or through your employer, come to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, and we'll shoot you a link for all of the details. I also want to let you know about a fun event this weekend where you can support the work of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Bowl for Kids' Sake takes place Friday night and Saturday. I'm bowling on a team called the Strikers, and you're welcome to join us or any of the many other teams that will be having a lot of fun and supporting the mentoring work of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Again, come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning for more information. I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. Stay with us.